After the horrific school massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the Trump administration established a federal commission to focus on national school safety. It's chaired by Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, and she's joined by Jeff Sessions, Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar, and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. The commission has been around for months now, but...
Will your commission look at the role of firearms as it relates to gun violence in our schools?
That is not part of the commission's charge, per se.
I see. So you're studying gun violence, but not considering the role of guns.
We're actually studying school safety and how we can ensure our students are safe at school.
Secretary Betsy DeVos's response to Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy at a congressional hearing earlier this week. Mariah Belingit is a reporter for The Washington Post covering national education issues, and she says that Secretary DeVos's statements were misleading.
Really, it's a little bit confusing. The White House mandate is for them to look at age restrictions for weapons, and DeVos says otherwise. So they have not totally clarified that contradiction. Yesterday, her deputy said, yes, we will be looking at age restrictions. We will be looking at legal procedures to confiscate weapons from people who are mentally ill. But he was very clear to say we will not be abrogating, and that was his word, abrogating the Second Amendment in any way.
Let's talk about Attorney General Sessions for a second. What is his influence in this? And do we expect that there'll be a heightened approach to school security?
It's not clear what his influence on the commission will be. The commission has actually never met. These are four very busy people, and they apparently have not prioritized this. They've typically sent surrogates to perform their duties. I think that we can expect a heightened approach to school security. We've already seen that. In fact, in Miami Beach, I just saw they're adding more police officers to schools. There's efforts to arm teachers, to train more teachers so that they can carry guns at school. There's also efforts to add police officers to schools across the country, including in California.
Earlier this week, we're actually here in Miami. We're broadcasting this week from Miami, and we spoke to a student, Aaliyah Blackman, who's a student at Miami Norland Senior High School here. And I want to play a piece of tape because I think she encompasses this issue, makes a really important point.
You have us locked up in these gates. You have security guards. Security guards are there to secure the premises. That's what they do. You have a couple school police around to just in case anything else pop off, they're there. Adding more police will make us feel like we're literally in jail.
So I also, as we know, and I'm sure you're fully aware of this, that studies show that white and black children are disciplined at different rates in schools. Black children in particular are disciplined more severely and more often than white children. Will these increased security measures just exacerbate that?
You know, civil rights advocates certainly say that. And I think another point that the young woman made and articulated very well is that not everybody feels safer having more law enforcement in school. At Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, for example, I was there on the first day that school opened following the shooting. There were a lot of well-wishers there. There were a lot of parents there supporting kids. And there were a ton of police officers, including some who apparently are patrolling. They have extra security guards now patrolling the grounds. You know, a lot of kids said, yes, I feel a lot safer. But there was a cohort of African-American students who held a press conference later saying, we don't feel safer having more police officers around. And I'm not sure that was something that was fully considered when they added more security.
Now, I'm wondering if this commission will address at all the root causes of why students are committing these mass shootings rather than what it appears to be, you know, after the fact, or really the focus on the weapons themselves and the security and the militarization of our schools versus the deeper reasons as to why kids are killing kids.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly say they're going to focus on that. And I think one thing that's important to point out is DeVos often says, and she is perhaps evading the question of gun control, but she often says we're not just focusing on gun violence, we're focusing on violence. And I should point out that there were something like 780,000 assaults recorded on school grounds over just one school year. And so there's a lot of reasons why kids might be feeling unsafe at school. And the point shouldn't just be to make sure that they come home alive and unharmed. It should also be to make sure they feel safe enough that they can learn.
Mariah Belingit is a reporter for The Washington Post covering national education issues. Mariah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.